The Pembrokeshire Murders, three-part drama series beginning on Virgin Media this Thursday evening. It's based on a true story of the Welsh serial killer John Cooper and the detective trying to hunt him down in the late 1980s and in the 1990s. The hunt was aided quite bizarrely by an appearance the serial killer made at the enormously popular Bullseye programme on ITV in 1989.
You've got an unusual hobby, John, haven't you?
Oh, yes, the scuba diving.
The scuba diving. The apparently, it's the place to do it down there, isn't it?
Oh, we've got the coastline.
Because,
yes.
Is it the mountains are sort of inverted and you've got all these...
Well, we've got the deep water where you can sort of swim over mountains and all sorts of things.
We hope you all have a good night with us. Give them a round of applause.
Kind of creepy when you hear it like that. That's Welshman John Cooper in 1989, a clip from the series Bullseye, presented by Jim Bowen, who you just heard in that particular aspect. Cooper's casual reference to scuba diving belied a far more sinister strand to his life. He was, in fact, a serial killer. He struck once again within 30 days of that episode being aired, believe it or not. And the case has now been dramatised in a three-part television series, part one of which airs this Thursday on Virgin Media. Keith Allen plays the man you heard in the clip there, John Cooper, and the detective hunting him is Steve Wilkins, portrayed by Luke Evans. Mary McGill has seen episode one and she joins me now. Mary, I was listening to an interview that the screenwriter and the creator of the series, Nick Stevens, gave the other night. He made the point, if you wrote a fictional story and one of the plot twists said, so the perpetrator was on this programme on television where he played darts and he kind of gave himself away, you say, ah, that's preposterous, that wouldn't happen.
We just heard it, Sean, didn't we? And not only that, I mean, you said quite rightly, you know, he struck again his most notorious murder just shortly after that appearance on Bullseye. And not only was that his notorious, you know, most notorious murder, it also took place on, you know, this very scenic region in Wales called the Coastal Path. And as we just heard, he makes reference when he's chatting on Bullseye, scuba diving isn't his only interest. He also likes taking walks in the great outdoors along the coast. So, I mean, this is the most bizarre juxtaposition. You know, this guy who had been in jail or is shortly going to jail for burglaries, but has, you know, not been charged yet with murders that we, you know, he is responsible for. And you know this very quickly from the outset. But it is a fascinating look. And I think what's really striking about this series is a fascinating look at how you go about getting your man when you know you're like 99% sure you have your man. And you would think that would make it easier, Sean, but that's not necessarily the case.
And what we get here, essentially, Mary, is it's almost like a cold case because it has gone dead for, or not dead, isn't it? It's gone quiet, kind of given up on the further exploration of some of the murders. A 10-year time has elapsed.
Yes, so the show opens in 2006. So the Queen is turning 80. Tony Blair is still PM. Steve Wilkins has come back to Wales from a stint in London. He's a very capable cop, and he is looking. You know, he's looking around for something to do. And you know, this is a relatively quiet area, so he hits on these cold cases that haven't had their forensics reviewed in quite some time. And of course, forensic science has moved on considerably. But yes, I mean, the case of the Dixon murders on the coastal road took place in 1989. And when he begins to look into this and immediately he's confronted with some pretty conclusive evidence that links John Cooper to this particular crime, he begins, you know, he's a very conscientious cop. He's a very thorough cop. He's you know, one of the good guys. And Luke Evans does a great job of bringing this across. He immediately begins to link Cooper to at least two other crimes, one of which is a murder in the early 80s, 1985, and another is as recent as 1996, a very serious attack on a group of local teenagers.
Right, so let's listen.
He goes from there.
Yeah, let's listen to a clip then from the new series. Steve Wilkins, as you say, playing the character of Luke Evans. He's played by Luke Evans, rather, the character Steve Wilkins, who's the detective investigating here. Ella Richards is his investigating partner, played by Alexandra O'Reilly. So they have to outline their suspicions. Cooper is in prison at this stage for a host of kind of small-time burglaries and things like that. So they have to outline their suspicions to their DI, their detective inspector, Lynn Harris, played by Stephen Mayo.
Jesus, Steve, is it him?
Him who? What's going on?
You remember Norton Hill?
10 years ago, a few months before I left.
A masked man with a shotgun attacked 5 teenagers near the Norton Hill estate. One of the girls was raped, another sexually assaulted. And it was never solved.
I remember.
D.I. Richards and myself were called in to assist. The two boys knew about guns.
Yep, they used to do a bit of rabbiting.
Their description of the shotgun that the attacker used exactly matched that gun.
Hang on. Back up a bit, Steve. The last I heard, you were looking at Coastal Path.
I was. Am. And that led me to this.
I'll ask you again, John. Regarding the murders of Peter and Gwenda Dixon on the morning of Thursday, the 29th of June, 1989, were you the person responsible?
I am not a murderer.
Strong accent.
South Pembrokeshire. What's this?
John, what about Scoverstone Park? We have witnesses who say that you knew Richard and Helen Thomas.
My client is exercising his right to silence.
John, come on, John, don't be like that. John. John!
Steve, ever since Huntsman, gossip has put Cooper in the frame for 101 offences.
I'm talking about just three. Coastal Path, Scoverstone Park, Norton Hill. I think he did them all.
There you go. Luke Evans playing the character of Steve Wilkins, investigating officer there, and Alexandria Riley playing his partner Ella Richards and their boss D.I. Lynn Harries, played by Stephen Mayo in that clip from the Pembrokeshire Murders. New series on Virgin Media starting this Thursday, and Mary McGill has seen episode one. The music lets us know we're in a fairly dramatic place. Does the script and the acting let us know that too, Mary?
Well, it sure does. And I think for fans of true crime, I mean, what was just described in that scene there, Sean, was the indications of a serial killer, right? They don't come out and say it straight away, although they will later on. So we are very much in, yes, very, very tense territory. And this is, I mean, this show is, it doesn't break any new grounds, we'll say, but it is a very effective piece of crime storytelling. We get flashbacks to Cooper's life, but before he was sentenced to jail, we see flashbacks of the murders. They, without being salacious, as sometimes is the case, we also see evidence from the original case, Huntsman, which was just referred to during that clip. So all the time, this tension is building, and it's, I mean, there are conventions that anyone who is a fan of this genre will be familiar with, but they're used very, very well. And they do, after all, don't forget, we do know what happens, right, with regard to John Cooper. So you do need to bring people with you, and I certainly found myself very much drawn along to the pace of the story, irrespective of kind of pretty much knowing what was going to happen.
Yeah, and I did have a slight question. I mean, we've only seen episode one, to be fair, and in episode one you're always going to have to do a lot of exposition. You're going to have to set the scene, yes, tell the story, that type of thing, but particularly in the early sections there was a sense, I thought the actors did a phenomenal job with essentially, you know, giving out the information that we needed to know with not a lot of character informing it. It kind of was, here are the facts, here's what happened, and the characters were kind of mouthpieces for the story rather than being driven by something within themselves, which you would get in a more fictional piece.
Yes, indeed. And it is, you know, it is, and this is testament to the writing as well, that can be quite clunky, right, when you're trying to tell audiences things that you don't really have time to necessarily fully flesh out on screen, but it's essential information. You need to get it across to them. And you could kind of hear in that clip as well, you know, moments where, yes, you could say that the information is maybe been a bit clunkily spelt out. That said, though, it never descends to the point where it feels very like plodding, yeah, or unnecessary or rushed, we'll say. This, I mean, they do an awful lot. This is a 1 hour episode. They do an awful, yeah, lot to really draw you in within 1 hour, which is impressive.
Let's have a listen to Keith Allen, who plays the John Cooper character. As John Cooper is in prison and he's going in front of the parole board at this point. Now, we know that the investigation's going on in the background, and we know that he's potentially a nasty bit of work, but here he is pleading for parole.
You've been the model prisoner, Mr. Cooper. How confident are you that you can maintain this change for the better in the outside world?
100%, Your Honour.
One of the offences involved violence towards a woman. What can you say to reassure us that you no longer pose a threat to the female members of the community?
I'm not the same man that I was. The love and the loyalty of my wife has helped me with her.
Your wife has been a regular visitor, but
Your son Adrian hasn't visited you once. I haven't been the best father, I'll admit that. Though I do plan to make it up to him, if you let me. I'm 62. Adrian is nearly 40, so... Craig says that a man is never too old to want his dad.
John Cooper, played by Keith Allen, pleading for parole in the Pembrokeshire murders. Mary McGill looking at episode one. We don't get to the Bullseye episode, the appearance on Bullseye, but I read somewhere that they aged down Keith Allen's face to put him into that for real, which sounds really creepy. So I'm looking forward to seeing that. The humanising, we heard about Cooper's son there and the investigative officer played by Luke Evans. We get his whole marriage backstory. Do they humanise the characters enough here to kind of give it a bit of a fictional background as well?
They do sufficiently. I mean, again, Sean, you could argue that we're in kind of into trope and clunky territory, because would you believe this fine detective has a bit of a fraught home life? We've been here many times before. His marriage has recently broken up. He feels he's growing apart from his teenage children and so on. That said, I think it is still important to do that humanizing and that fleshing out.
Right.
We know that John Cooper has a son, and that looks to be a very, very interesting storyline
too.
So
you'll be back for the rest of the episodes once they're available?
I think so, yeah. I mean, it's a solid piece of crime drama, and I think for a bit of escapism, if that's what you're into, this is ideal.
All right. Mary McGill speaking to us about the ITV drama, and it's on Virgin Media, Pembrokeshire Murders, part one of which will be aired this Thursday on Virgin Media 1, 9 p.m. And just after that first episode airs, the entire series will be available on the Virgin Media player, so you don't have to wait if you want to binge on the rest of the Pembrokeshire Murders. Almost it for this evening. Really enjoyed this segment on art appreciation while seeing the images, says Iris Helian in her tweet. Arena, love this combo of radio and Twitter. Dora Kelly, great idea. The RTE Arena Radio Twitter Art Exhibition. And so it goes on. You really enjoyed that sail through there, or look through those three paintings that we had earlier on. And lots of positive and lovely response to Enda Walsh's item earlier on as well. So thank you very much for that. That is our lot for this Wednesday evening. Leah Murphy and Paula Shields research. Jimmy Doyle was on sound this evening. Janice Furphy was the broadcast coordinator, who's getting those images up on Twitter for us as we spoke. And tonight's programme was produced by Olin McGowan. Talk to you tomorrow night, 7 o'clock here on RTE Radio.